Patrice Bergeron and Mike Richards to take this opening draw. Kerry Frazier, Chris Rooney, the referees. And we're underway at Fenway.
On the right side of center. We got a fight here. As Sean Thornton has dropped the gloves with Dan Carcillo. We haven't had one of these yet in the Winter Classic. We do now. Carcillo landing an overhand right. Thornton answers back, switches up and throws a couple of lefts. And Carcillo lands a right as Thornton goes down to the ice. Sean Thornton was asked ad nauseum about getting in a fight in this game. Said he wasn't going to go out looking for it, but he found it. And about here, he and Carcillo plays on the left wing. Sends it across to Carter. Wrist shot. Blocker save Thomas. The rebound went right by Hartnell. A drive and a save made by Thomas off the stick of Savret as Thomas was down on the ice.
Before the goal, I'd made a save and he basically ran me over. You know, that made me mad. And when he came back close enough, I retaliated. But I just happened to be retaliating the same time someone was shooting.
Savret now. A wrist shot. Score! From out high, Danny Savret with it. Able to beat Thomas, and the Flyers lead it 1-0.
This play should have been whistled dead when Hartnell made contact with Tim Thomas. That's why Thomas was lying on the ice, and that's what the Bruins are complaining about right now.
I guess he figured that there should have been an interference called on him earlier where Hartnell ran into him. We can criticize or harp on Timmy for that, but at the same time, that's what's made him a great goaltender. His character and the way he battles. Every once in a while, you'll get those goals, but he'll make 10 times more saves because of that character and the battle that he has in him.
Now with a steal up ice, here's Giroux to the net. Backhand and a save, Thomas. Giroux tried to one-hand that one home and tuck it in. Thomas got a piece of it as Giroux was in the clear. Our long backhander blocks. Puck comes right back to him. His pass picked off. Look out. Here's Asham up ice on a clean breakaway to the net. Asham walks in, a shot and a save by Thomas. A huge save by Thomas as he robs Asham, who was in alone.
Timmy came up big, made some big saves at opportune times and gave us a chance to stay in it. And when we finally got the message and started shooting a little bit more, we started getting some momentum and some chances to get ourselves back in the game.
Kicks it loose to Bejen. He'll skate it out. He has Sturm with him in a two-on-two short-handed rush. Sturm will fire it in from long range. It broke through Layton and hit the post. And then the net comes loose. Sturm almost scored from center ice. Up ahead now to Krejci. Left wing circle, Recchi. Wrist shot, save Layton. The rebound batted away.
You could tell they were, you know, our fans were just waiting for something. And, you know, we were glad to, you know, fortunately we get it.
Straight away to Bergeron. Back to Krejci. Right circle to Morris. His shot. Score! Tipped in front by Mark Recchi to tie it with 2:18 left.
And when we tied that goal, you could really just feel the whole stadium really, you know, the vibes was there and you could feel it. You know, you could feel our whole emotions on our bench go up another level, and you know, it's a great thing to be part of, and we're glad to give them something to cheer about.
Bergeron trying to dig it out of there with 5 seconds. It's still loose as LeCarrier's down on the ice trying to keep it moving. Now, and now the puck back to center.
LeCarrier would tell you that's not loose.
No.
He covered up. He wanted to keep the play moving. He doesn't want to take a whistle at that point. The time runs out. The Bruins will continue on the power play here, Dave.
And they'll have it for a minute 15 when the overtime gets underway. That'll do it for the penalty to Briere. So the Flyers at full strength. They have a 2-on-1 rush up the ice. Briere over the line right side. Walks in, fakes the shot, now lets it go. And a save by Thomas in tight as Ryder was there on the back check.
Briere was coming down on the 2-on-1, obviously. He had the time to be very patient, so I was just doing everything I could to stay with him and not let him score.
What a chance for the Flyers. High slot, Culver to drive, save Thomas, the rebound fanned on by Briere, and then Richards had it knocked off his stick. He was alone at the left post on the backhand.
After that shot and the rebound went behind the net, that's where I can't tell you the story anymore because it became pure reflex and just doing anything I could to make the stop.
Bergeron left side on the Flyer end, walks into the left circle.
You know, when Bergie had the puck, I saw like kind of like two guys going at him a little bit. That's why I just tried to go through a net, and you know, Bergie, he made a nice play for a tipping.
Pulls up, he's in the front tip, score! Marco Sturm on the doorstep, and the Bruins win the Winter Classic in overtime, 2-1.
You know, that's what I probably dreamed of this morning, to score in overtime, especially in a special game like this today.
Winning a hockey game today gives you a pretty important 2 points to the standings, but winning it just kind of makes everything that's happened here in the last couple of days look even better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.